This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are so thrilled to welcome a former youth national team member who now runs an elite soccer club in New Jersey, Vincenzo Bernardo, joining us now here after hours. And I'd love to hear your reaction as someone who's played with the national team. The U.S. men's national team gets to the knockout stage. What do you think about what you've seen so far from the Americans?
Well, it's been great watching them, during the qualifications for the World Cup and then leading up to this event. They're a really young and exciting team to watch, you know, full of talented players now that all compete pretty much at the highest level in European teams. So it's been exciting. You know, the last game, especially against Iran, you never know what's going to happen in games like that where it's do or die. And, you know, they showed that they had some character and they got the result, which was really exciting to watch. And I know the country's really getting behind this team, and it's going to be really, really good to see what happens in the next round.
You say exciting, and I think heart palpitations, and I can barely sit down. And the second half against Iran, which just about sent me into orbit, it felt like it was 4 hours. Do you go through the same emotions as someone who played for the U.S.?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, especially the last 15, 20 minutes being up 1-0 and having to hold that lead and defend and having some opportunities against us late, you know, you just get really, really nervous, but they did a great job battling in those tough moments and they got the result that they needed.
What does this team do well, Vincenzo?
So this team is very young. It's got a lot of energy. They have a lot of chemistry, and you could see that, you know, off the field. I follow them on social media. They're all friends and they're all together. And there is an understanding on the field that you can see that they've built throughout the years. You know, they work very hard and they believe. And I know that the fans too in the United States, we all believe in this group. And I think, you know, with that all put together, it created this great, great three games ahead of us. And now with the Netherlands coming up, I think it's going to be really special for this country to watch a team compete at the highest level.
When you saw the makeup of the roster with just one guy who'd had any prior World Cup experience, did the youth give you pause at all?
Not really, because the players, even though they're young and they don't have that World Cup experience under their belt, they still play at a high level. And they have been playing in European matches that are really competitive against the best players in the world. So I knew that the talent was good enough. It's just exciting to see now that when it's all put together that they're actually, you know, winning these games and showing the world what this team's capable of.
Mm. Vincenzo Bernardo is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. He played with the national team as a youth and so understands what it's like to rep the red, white, and blue, and now has his own elite soccer academy, which we'll talk about. What was that like for you to be part of the system and to play on some of the youth teams, the teams that kind of feed into this national team?
Honestly, when you represent the country that you live in, where you're from, and you play for them at the sport that you love to do, it's just really exciting, and it's an honor being able to play at the U17 level and the U20 level for the United States. It's always an honor, and it's been great for me. And, you know, I get to see them now on TV, and I get to mentor the kids in the club throughout the way. So it's just a great honor.
What's that process like? Whether it's qualifying, whether it's the practice, the development, what is that like when you're a kid and you're getting the opportunity to participate at the national team level?
Well, it's really competitive. It's really hard. You know, there's a lot of players out there that want to wear that jersey. And with that being said, you know, it's just you got to work every day at that level when you're young. And as you build the, you know, the confidence as a player, you just hope that you continue to stay in form and hopefully one day playing in the World Cup, which is everyone's dream.
As you watch this team, recognizing everything that goes into its development and then see how it compares to some of the other elite teams around the world where soccer is the only sport. And so everybody who's a great athlete ends up playing their football or soccer. How much of a disparity is there? How much separation is there between the U.S. and the upper echelon?
Well, I'd say, you know, in the last 5 years, we've done a good job, you know, getting to a level where we can compete with these top countries in the world. You know, I think United States now is in a position that probably the best position they've ever been when it comes to quality. And I think that in the next World Cup, which is here in the United States, I think they'll have an even better roster, right? I think these players here that are on the team now are most likely going to be part of that roster, but they'll have 4 years more experience. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
The way that soccer is treated here in the United States versus what it's like in other parts of the world, you've experienced that. So I love the way that our fans are passionate, but I still get those responses, oh, it's soccer. I just wish more fans could appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, honestly, with all the sports that are going on in our country here, with, you know, it's just a lot going on. And for fans to even be watching the United States compete in the World Cup, you know, there's always excitement during this time of year. But I think that these World Cups, doing well in them,
yes,
you grow a fan base, right? So the country is behind this team, regardless if they like baseball, if they like basketball or football, you know, any other sport. But the World Cup brings the countries together. So I think that this is good. The more that success that they have on the field, the more success for the sport in our country.
Oh, yes. We definitely like winners as Americans. We're on board with winners. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Vincenzo Bernardo is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio, former youth national team member, now has his own elite soccer program. Since you had a chance to wear the red, white, and blue, you've been in those atmospheres where the fans are extremely passionate in the stadiums. How does that feel when you've got the wave and you've got the chanting and the singing and all of that energy that filters down to the field?
When I played, you kind of just like everything just goes off and you just focus on playing. So I'm sure the players, you know, although there's so much noise and excitement in the stands, and, you know, I'm sure the players are locked in and they know what they need to do. But, you know, at the same time, when the game's over, these players, these United States players, they know the excitement that's behind this team and how happy the country is for the result to move on to the next round. So I'm sure they're really excited and also motivated because the sport is growing in the country and these are all young players that want to make a name for themselves.
Right. There's the challenge of having to be able to communicate, especially on a pitch that's as large as it is for soccer. Mm-hmm. And yet the noise in the stadium can be so overwhelming. And in their last game against Iran, you had, what, 75% fans rooting for the other team. Though the better the U.S. played, man, you could hear the fans in the stands. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it goes back to the chemistry point where if you have good chemistry with your team, you know, it's not even as much, you know, hearing them. You just know where they're going to be at that time, and you have a style of play, and you execute it.
After you retired, you decided that you want to work with youth, and you formed a team called Morris Elite, which is based in New Jersey. Why is it important to you to start developing players and to work with players who are younger?
Soccer has been my life. I've played it my entire life. It's given me great opportunities, and for me to, you know, now retire and move on with the next chapter of my life, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was still involved in the game and I wanted to give back to the game, especially in my local community in Madison, New Jersey, which is where Morris Elite has started. So for me, it's exciting to still be involved in the game and offer the absolute best platform for these young players to to express themselves on the field and get better. So it's really honestly a dream come true for me.
And how does it work? How do you find talent and how do you develop them and help them appreciate the game of soccer even as they're working on their own skills and abilities?
Yeah, so it's exciting because a lot of young players are starting to play soccer at a young age. So we get them at around the age of 5 or 6, and we just develop them from the ground up. We develop their skill set on the ball, off the ball training. And, you know, some players obviously take in the training better than others. And you know, we see their growth and we kind of just mentor them along the way.
I know that I've traveled in other countries, specifically Central America, South America. So Ecuador, I've been to Cuba, I've been to parts of Africa. And there are 3- and 4-year-olds who can dribble circles around me with a soccer ball. It's pretty amazing. But how much they love it. And even being in countries when the World Cup was going on, Ecuador, for instance, didn't have a team in the World Cup when I happened to be there. And yet every single stall in the local market was tuned into this little black and white TV to be able to watch the games. That passion is pretty incredible. Did you experience that in other countries, too?
Absolutely. I mean, soccer is the world's game. It's the world's sport. Everyone around the world is watching the game, especially this time of year with the World Cup. But the excitement's there from when a young girl or young boy is born. You know, you're just automatically given a soccer ball. You know, and and I think in this country, we're not there yet, but it's gotten a lot better. So, you know, the excitement and the growth for the sport is growing here in the States, and I think it's going to continue to.
Looking ahead to this game against the Netherlands, how does the U.S. approach this match against an opponent that is really prolific when it comes to scoring and is one of the better teams in the world?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be very, very tough for the United States to get the result here. But at the same time, you know, their youth, their energy, they're an exciting team to get behind and support. I think they have a good chance if they just defend well, stay organized as a team and make sure that they don't make mistakes early on. I think the team that makes the least amount of mistakes this game will get the result. You know, we hope to take our chances in the final third and do what we did with Iran.
Yeah, so it's interesting, too, because we've seen multiple strategies, right? We've seen Greg Berhalter use different formations, whether it's exploiting the midfield matchups, whether it's the prevent defense, which makes me so nervous. Against a high-scoring team like the Netherlands, how would you play it?
If you open up the game and leave a lot of spaces for the Netherlands, they're gonna rip you apart and they're going to finish their chances. So you want to limit the space. You want to make sure that you don't sit back, kind of like the way we did when we were up 1-0. You want to go at them. You want to keep possession of the ball as much as you can. And again, like, limit the mistakes and set pieces are going to be crucial in this game as well.
Can't wait. Although I'm already feeling the heart palpitations looking ahead to the knockout stage. He is the president of Morris Elite Soccer Club in New Jersey. You can find it online, morriselitesoccer.com. Also on Twitter at VB10, Vincenzo Bernardo, former youth national team member, and now can help us break down what we're seeing at the World Cup level. So great to have a couple of minutes with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.